By arrangement with the publishers, Street and Smith Incorporated, we present The Shadow. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
The Shadow, mysterious character who aids those in distress, helps the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the unseen voice belongs. The only one who knows the true identity of that master of other people's minds, the Shadow. Tonight's story, Black Rock.
Throttle her down, Wilson.
Okay, Martin. Don't tell me what to do. Ah, there she is. Warmed up and ready to go. On her last flight. Your watery grave, if she only knew it.
Here comes Daggett out of the hangar. You better not let him hear you shooting off your mouth like
that. I ain't scared of that swindler. I'm not an ex-con like you. You got nothing on me.
Yeah? Daggett knows you're a pilot without a license, that you used to fly smuggled dope.
So what? That makes three of us. Don't think I ain't wise to Daggett. He swindled his stockholders out of a couple of $1,000,000 and now he's skipper.
Shut up. You're getting paid plenty for this.
Don't give me orders, you punk.
Call me a punk, will you?
Turn it off, you fool.
That lug called me a punk.
I'll tell that dumb bodyguard of yours to lay off me, Daggett.
Shut up, both of you. This is no time to fight. Ready to take off, Wilson?
Yeah, I'm ready. The plane's fueled to the limit. She'll fly 1,500 miles if necessary.
The supplies are loaded, boss. Everything you need.
All right. Then get your motors going, and we'll take off. Head for Nova Scotia.
Sure. What about you, Daggett? Got everything?
You heard the boss. Take off.
What do you mean, Wilson?
Don't kid me. I know this is a getaway. I saw that big suitcase you lugged into the plane.
Yes. Go on, Wilson. What else do you know?
I know you've cleaned your company. Robbed your poor trust and stockholders. And I know you've got a couple of $1,000,000 in that suitcase.
Suppose I have.
Okay by me. As long as I get my cut.
Don't worry, Wilson. You'll get yours.
I always do.
Looks like dirty weather, Captain. Yeah, that fog's rolling thicker every minute.
Aye, and what do you expect on the Grand Banks? This ain't Gloucester yet, California, Mr. Mate. What do you reckon our position?
About 200 miles due east to Cape Race, Captain.
Wreckage off the port bow, Captain. Wreckage off the port bow.
Wreckage off the port bow, eh? He dropped
the mainsail. Come about.
What do you make it?
She's no vessel, Captain. Looks like the wing of an airplane.
An airplane? You reckon it might be that plane that flew to sea 4 days ago and was never heard of again, Skipper?
It might be the one. Right, there it is.
Ease her up a bit. We'll drift down on it.
Aye, Captain.
That's the plane, Captain. I heard a radio broadcast last night. That's the plane's number on the wing. Even in the fog, you can make it out.
So that's what happened to the poor devils. Lost their course and dropped into the sea.
Look, blimey,
there, lad. Lend a hand and haul that wing aboard.
Aye, Captain.
Get a rope on it, lads. Shall I order the dories out, Captain?
Not in this fog. We'll cruise about, but I've a notion we'll find no trace of the three poor devils that were aboard her.
Poor devils? Rich devils, you mean, Captain?
Didn't you hear over the radio how that fellow Daggett stole $2 million from the poor stockholders of his company?
Aye, but all the money in the world will do him no good in Davy Jones' locker.
Aye, there's that. It was a land plane that was flying, and like as not, that's all that's left. The rest is in the bottom of the banks, and them rascals in it.
Aye, mate. Lost, Judge. Stake my life on it. Lost forever, and $2 million of poor people's money lost with them.
Nothing.
Come on, keep moving
here.
Keep moving
here,
all of you.
I've got a right to go in there. I own stock in Daggett's company. He swindled us. Robbed us.
Yes, he stole everything we had. We're losing our home.
You can't go in there. The state examiners have taken over Daggett's business. Now, come on. It's no good you milling around here. Keep moving. You'll be notified if there's anything left.
There's nothing left. Daggett thought of that.
Now he's lost the fee and our money with him.
We'll never see him with our money again, the skunk. I'll show him what I think.
Hey, don't you go that.